welcome to my show. You're in it, Bullets. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing live psychic readings for the listening audience. You're at listening to BBS Radio, the only internet radio station on the planet, the only one you'll ever need. We're going through Station 1. There's three stations, so we're on Station 1. And remember that if you're at the site. You can also listen live at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. And the phone numbers are toll-free. I just want to throw in that musical piece at the beginning of my show is written by a friend, Joe Dex, and you can know and find out more about him at my website. At the guest lineup, I have a guest lineup page. Stop in and check on what Joe's up to and what's going on with his music. Okay, everybody, toll-free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada 1-888-815-9756. And I'd like to announce today in Pal Talk Chat, I will be doing the return and debut of my Pal Talk psychic shows, where you can go in there and receive a free reading too. I cater to group members, so if you're not a Yahoo group member, please join, because the room fills fast, and if there's 50 group members there and 15 strangers, the strangers will lose out sometimes. I do read who I'm pulled to, though. So there's no waiting list, there's no tricks involved. I scan the chatters box, and I hear a little bell, and that tells me who to go to. But the group members are preferred and catered to. That'll be tonight in Pal Talk at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's been a while since I've been in there, so we're going to be fumbling with the room, getting it up and getting it listed and getting it titled and getting everybody in there. And so bear with us. We're going to have some fun with it. It's going to be lighthearted. It's going to be a combination retirement party for me. I retired from mainstream work world, 25 and a half years, New York State correctional officer. I'm done with that, so you're going to see me a lot in Pal Talk, doing paid shows and free shows. So join my Yahoo group, connect to MySpace, and join my mailing list at the website so you don't miss out and you can stay on top of what I'm doing. All right, everybody, I got a caller. I'm going to go to the caller, and we can chat as the hour unfolds. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy retirement.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a milestone at the age of 51. I think it's the first time I never had a punch card. I keep looking out the window as this can't be happening. I don't look retired, but I am, and I'm looking forward to it, working from home. That's another thing. I'm looking for a job and work. Email me. What's your first name, caller?
My first name is Jennifer.
Jennifer? And what part of the world are you calling from?
Ohio.
Are you Jen, Scott?
Yeah, I am.
You know, I was hearing I had this before, and I'll feel the energy before I'll listen to the voice and notice the voice. How you doing, Jen?
I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Going
welcome to the show.
Going through some here.
Okay. How's the winter there in Ohio?
It's actually very mild.
Good.
We had one storm a couple weeks ago, and that was about it.
Good. Because it's expensive. Fuel, oil, and electric. Save some money when it's mild.
Yes.
Easier on the pocketbook all the way around.
Definitely.
Okay, Jen. Well, you know how I read, so let's just jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right. And you're familiar with me. I'm familiar with you. So, Jen, I feel like a new cycle started and a change in atmosphere and attitude right off the bat with this. So, and it's almost like I decided to really look at the path that I'm going down and on in the new year. I'm I feel like I'm dwelling on a new year. I want to change a few things. And it seems like that's what's happening now, because I'm getting pulled very strong to the energy system, the emotions, the mind, and they're really stirring with you. And it's almost like I just went through a little bit of a, I don't want to say a down cycle, but an up and down with my moods and my energy. Might have spiked, went down, then came right back up again with decisions. I'm hearing decisions.
Oh, Michael, you are so right.
It's almost like I made up my mind to do something. So, and it's all based in emotions and mind and strength. I'm hearing it's almost like you opened up a door that's going to give you the energy and the mindset to do what it is you want to do or to
that
change.
Incredibly true. Broke up with my boyfriend this morning, and we're now in negotiations, but it's like I'm a new person, and I'm not willing to settle for what was going on before, and it seems to be working out really well at the moment anyway.
Yes, and I believe in the last reading, I don't know if it was a private one with you or not, and I was almost, I think it was in there where there was going to be a change or a revelation with you, and
yeah.
Or with the situations that were around you. And it seems like you went through that door now. And everything that... And because of this, you're allowing the stuff you need to come in.
Okay.
And I'm feeling empowered and more focused. And it's going to follow you right into the... Well into the new year. It's going to be achievements with it, and it's going to be successful. Your new attitude. They keep saying a new attitude, so and just stay focused on your path, because it's almost like you know what path and what approach and what application I'm going to use, and stay focused on that, and you'll continue to be successful with things. I just wanted to touch on the relationship. I know. You got some stuff going on there. The only thing I'm feeling with that is that he's kind of pinned down with financial stuff going on. He's got a lot of things going on in his head, but I believe your new attitude makes him want you more, and it makes you more, I don't want to say appealing, but there's like an energy he can't kind of like, he can't resist it in a way.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like it's what he wanted, but couldn't put his finger on it, and now it's there, and he can't resist it. So I got a feeling through, once he straightens out his, because he's got some messy stuff going on there, I don't feel he's focused either, and money and work and business kind of confuses him sometimes and gets him flustered and frustrated. But once he gets that all kind of like settled in the new year, I'm feeling by January 1st, April, 4 months into the new year, financially he's on solid ground and very focused. And in the meantime, you became something like almost like he needs to have or he wants to know more of and be with, and the relationship seems to improve with your walking through this door, whatever it was. Almost like you had like a I don't want to say a mini breakdown, but it was an eruption of energy and emotions, and it led to all this strength that you can stay focused now and demand getting what you want. So, and this adds to the relationship. And I'm feeling now that you come back together again, and it's better than ever, and it continues to stay that way into the new year.
Wow.
So I can only tell you what I'm being told, you know.
Wow.
And I believe it goes into a very balanced, happy relationship. That's the outcome I'm looking for, and that's what they're showing me. So he will be back, and it's going to be better than it was.
Wow.
And they're gonna leave it up to you to go down that road, is what I'm being told. You're empowered now. It's in your hands, I'm hearing, as far as the relationship goes. And it's going to be better, and it's because of the change in attitude with you. So, how's that, Chen?
That is amazing. You know, if I had heard you say that, well, when you read me the other day, well, it wasn't the other day, but a while back, I thought, oh, yeah, right. And now, you know, the short time later, I'm finding out that, once again, you're right on the money.
Good.
So I really appreciate your readings, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jen. I appreciate that. I really enjoy doing this. I put my heart and soul in it, and I just want to help people.
Well, you've definitely helped me.
Well, thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. So stay strong, and it looks like you created what you need, so there's really nothing to say to you except follow what your inner voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Jen. Good luck and take care. Enjoy the holidays. If I don't see you.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, everybody. There is a... I spend a lot of time on the Internet, so and I like to be safe, and I know you like to be safe. So on my website, michaelgoga.com, you will see a Yahoo group called WOE and a website, haltabuse.com. Check them out, bookmark them, and if you're on the Internet, join this group and get to know these people because they have a lot to offer. They have a lot of information. They got trained screened advocates that know what they're doing on the Internet, and they're there to help you. And they're endorsed by Yahoo and several other things out there. So check them out. I like to mention them once in a while. Jane Hitchcock, she's a very interesting lady, and I'm proud to promote her organization and website. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Janine. Yep.
Please tell me you're working.
No, I can't tell you that.
Oh, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm a failure.
Kick spirits a couple times for me.
I'm a failure. What am I going to do? I'm going to hang up my crystal ball. You know, I see this sometimes, and it does happen, and it can happen with any reader. Or it's actually there, and maybe I'm not interpreting it correctly, or actually it starts and then backs off for some reason. But that's a shame, because I felt something so close for you.
It could hear something this week, or after Christmas or something like that.
Again, they're giving me right, this is going to happen.
Okay.
If you're not working by the, almost like the first week, oh, come on. They're showing me nothing but work imagery, increase in finances, dreams coming true, wishes being answered. These are things that they're spitting at me like 100 miles an hour, and I can feel it in the middle of my head. And these are the things that they're saying. You've got money floating around you. May take 30 days for it to accumulate and take effect or make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely there. It's all around you. And I'm actually hearing a new job over and over. New job.
Okay.
I
have another interview Thursday at a different place.
Oh, okay.
But I'm kind of thinking that the one that I interviewed at last week, that I'm going to guess that they're going to wait maybe until after Christmas. After Tuesday to make a decision?
I'm feeling that. Like, we got to get through the holidays now.
Yeah.
Because the holidays kind of delayed things. And it might have been what upset the last reading.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as a reader, I'm reading everything around you. Your finances, relationships, health, the home, and the neighbors and friends. And anything can upset that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it gets a little complicated. Interpreting the imagery. But let me see here. I'm definitely getting after the holiday. That was the first thing they spit at me. And it was the first thing they wanted me to hear. So I do know I'm at least into the first week in January.
Okay.
And they're very excited about something that's already set and planned. And you said you had an interview.
Yeah, this...
So...
It's Thursday.
And it's Thursday.
Uh-huh. But I'm leaning more, myself, I'm leaning more towards the win that I had last week.
Because
that seems to be more in my field.
Great. Let me see here. I'm just listening to what they're saying to me.
Do you want me to tell you where that one was?
I'm just listening for a few things.
Okay.
Come on, come on, come on. lot of newness to it, almost like it's a new title that they opened up, or a business that expanded. And there's something with education connected to this too, or around it. I'm not quite sure what this is, or it's training that you're going to have through. Do you think you'll have to be trained on what it is you're thinking is coming your way?
Well,
some type of on-the-job training or requirement, I believe.
There will be some type of training. I mean, just because it's a different business,
okay.
And I'm
okay.
I think I'll be doing, if it's what I think it is, I'll be doing a lot of the same thing, which is billing Medicaid.
Oh, okay.
And in private insurance, it's for a handicapped children organization.
Okay, that would explain why I was seeing all these different rooms and business stuff. So it would be the billing of a business. Now, is this the one is the interview Thursday, or the one you think is going to come through?
That's the one that I just had last week.
Okay, and you're feeling something with that, too, you said, huh?
Well, I know that they checked my references because I talked to one of the people that I listed for a reference, and I know they talked to him. And my assumption is that he gave me a really good reference.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he did. And I believe in one of your last readings, I said, I am almost feeling too. That was another thing I said to you, because I'm feeling it again, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got a funny feeling you're going to see two opportunities at the same time, or back-to-back.
Okay.
I got that feeling that's how it's going to go down. I remember saying that to you the last time, too.
Mm-hmm. Feeling really bad today.
What's that?
I'm feeling really bad today.
I'm feeling that with you. It's a lot of it self-inflicted.
Right.
I feel like you beat up yourself a lot.
That could be.
And the stress with the holidays, you're affected by the holidays, so.
Yes.
And finances aren't helping you either, because I feel tight, very tight with you.
Yeah, I don't have any money to buy presents.
I know. The back of my neck is tight and aching me, and my chest is tight, so I do feel that the season and the holidays and all of it's taking its toll on you.
But I do have a new grandson.
Oh, congratulations. The baby came. Good.
My daughter had her baby last Saturday, on the 15th.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And all went well, mom
yes.
and baby, and good, because that's what we talked about last time when I read
yes.
you.
Awesome. That was real worried.
Yeah, good. Congratulations. And I am feeling the baby's going to make a difference in your life. I don't know how close you are to the baby physically. I mean, do you live nearby? Or
about 20 minutes. I haven't been able to go see him because I have a bad cold.
Okay.
But okay. I sure intend to.
Well, I remember in the last reading, and I'm feeling it now, the minute I connected with this baby, something mystical happens.
Cool.
Now, and it's above and beyond the normal grandma and grandson connection. This is a healing.
Oh.
And I remember being shown it last time, too. So the faster you can get to the baby, the better you're going to start feeling, too. And Jen, I'm going into the new year, and my finances are better. And I'm feeling like, right, I couldn't ask for better imagery for looking for a job and getting a job. So,
cool.
Let's see. And I'm, like I said, I'm right on the border with the jobs. Which one? I feel like they're going to be back-to-back or at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, give it the, I keep hearing five. Where would that bring us? That would bring us to the 23rd, 28th. You might even hear something before the new year, and then, setting it up for the beginning of the new year. So, I keep hearing five with this, so let's see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed, yeah?
I will.
All right, and take care of yourself. I wish I could send you a check for $1 million, but I can't.
I wish I was a philanthropist. You know, I would love to be able to...
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Take up the slack for, like the food bank and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what this is all about. And I'm hoping my voice takes me there. And if it don't, I can at least say I tried.
Right.
Yep. So That's where my plans and goals are, and anybody that helps me and promotes and gets the word out will definitely be a part of it. I want to make the world a better place, and we'll try to.
How's my other daughter? You know which one I mean.
Okay.
The one that seems to have some problems.
Okay. Money is an issue with her, too, and that's also going to improve with her.
Good.
So, and I'm feeling that she's fine. Don't worry about it. She's
okay.
Going to be secure, I'm hearing.
I just want her to stay clean and sober.
I'm figuring by April she's on her feet, I'm hearing.
Good.
By April. So, and this is financially and emotionally. So let her go and let her go and let her be, and she's going to be fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Janine. Take care of yourself and blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you.
And remember, you're not alone. And when I'm feeling like that, one thing that does help me is I try to do something to help someone and take my mind off myself.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's calling somebody I know is lonely or fixing something for someone or doing something for someone or even volunteering.
The other thing is, this is the first Christmas without my mom.
I know, it's difficult. It's tough. I went through that with my wife, and it's tough. It really is.
Yeah.
She's with you and watching over you.
That's
Janine,
good.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call for a reading, you know the number. It's all over BBS Radio website and all over my website, michaelgogert.com. There's something there for everyone. Please sign my guest book. You don't have to, but I'd like to go there and see a hello from everybody that's out listening and enjoys the show. We're going to be promoting the show in upstate New York. I want to go from Albany all the way down to Manhattan. So tell your friends about us. Your inner thoughts.
Huh?
Welcome to the show, caller.
Yes.
Caller, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Uh-huh.
What part of the world?
Utah.
Utah?
Uh-huh.
I think you're the first Utah I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, good. I'm going to keep a list now from now on.
All right.
I have an interest of the global audience, and I like to see where the caller is calling from.
Yes.
Okay.
I was reading about your call later today in the afternoon online.
In Pal Talk, yep.
Yes.
Good. Thank you for asking me about it, because I forgot about talking about it again.
Because I've never been on Pal Talk, and I was wondering if you'll explain how we can get on and all that.
Okay. Pal Talk is a chat program like Yahoo.
Yes.
So you go to www.paltalk.com, and you download the chat program.
Okay.
Okay, if you have high-speed DSL, it goes quick. If you got dial-up, you might have to wait a while.
No, I have
high-speed. You got high-speed?
Yes.
Well, you can do it in the blink of an eye, then. It downloads real quick.
Okay.
And then it gives you a messenger with a friends list. And through that messenger, you can get into their chat realm. It's very simple and easy to use.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay. And then you'll see some options where you can add friends to your list, and then you add me as Michael_Goger.
Okay.
And you'll be on my friends list, and I communicate with that because next to my name, I leave messages. I'm in the room, or I'm busy, or I'm doing a show. So how you would find me in Pal Talk and Connect. Okay, now for the veterans out there and the newcomers, there is a room listing where you can get into the chat rooms, and they have spiritual, they got metaphysical, and all different subjects. I'm going to be in radio and TV. section of chat in Pal Talk. That's where the room will be listed. And the room will be titled Your Inner Thoughts, and I will be promoting my radio show in BBS Radio.
At 6 p.m. tonight?
At 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be in there until 7:30. This is just like a little social gathering, get-together, retirement party, and testing the room, because we're going to be doing it a lot. And we want to start today, get the room up and running. So it would be, I mean, you don't have to do it tonight. I'm going to be around forever, I hope. So, and
okay.
I don't. Yeah, and I can work from home, so you're going to see a lot of me in there and a lot of free readings. So
wonderful.
Yeah, you and the listening audience, it would be worth your while to join my Yahoo group and connect to my MySpace and to my mailing list at the website.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me what you see for me?
I'm going right there. What was your first name?
Michelle.
Okay, I'm sorry. You told me that already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get a little altered state of consciousness when I read, so sometimes I get a little forgetful, or you got to talk to me or repeat something a few times, so I don't want you thinking I'm a strange man.
No, I understand.
How'd you find us, Michelle, if you don't have Pal Talk? And,
On the BBC Radio? Oh. BBS Radio?
Oh, okay. Through BBS Radio. Very good. Very good.
I've been listening to you for a while, and you actually did talk to my husband.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you. And tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay, I'm here twice a week, every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, I emailed you radio site to a few people.
My site does what?
I emailed a few people the radio site so that they could listen to you and try to get in.
Oh, good. Good. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Continue to do it. Anybody that's listening, please promote me. Very important at this stage in my life, because I'm at a crossroad and a milestone in my life, and I don't want to go out and work anymore. I want to do this, and I want to do it all day long. So the more people that hear about me, the more people that promote me, the easier it is for me to do this. So I was just talking to the rest of the world, Michelle, while I was talking to you, too. So
I understand.
You understand. I got to take advantage of every little trick there is on air. All right, Michelle, let's go to your reading.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know why, I feel like my sleep has been disturbed. Are you having problems sleeping, Michelle, or?
Yes.
Okay, is it dreams or nightmares, or?
No, it's,
Just tossing and turning, or?
Lots of tossing and turning, and uncomfortableness.
Mm-hmm. It's, I believe it's emotional and mental. I don't think we have anything too physical going on here other than your mind. I believe it's in the mind. It's like something's been on. Did somebody just do something that really upset you maybe a while back and it's still?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like somebody really angered me or did something bad or.
Yes.
And it upset me. And believe it or not, it's connected to some of your sleep disturbances. I think you buried it a little bit, and it comes up when you're sleeping.
Yes.
And let's see where it's going to go. How long ago was it, Michelle? Was it recent? I feel like it was recent or very intense.
Recent, very intense.
Okay.
But it started about 3 years ago.
Something that unfolded and it just recently
come
to a head or materialized.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling, and that's what's disturbing my sleep. So maybe just before you can go to sleep, you can maybe announce to the universe that you're releasing the negativity from it.
Okay.
It sounds simple, too simple to be true, but it can help. Just talk to the universe. I now release the negativity connected to and save the situation.
I accept that.
Yes.
I believe in such statements.
And see your breath as energy, and when you're saying that statement, breathe out the negative energy. Actually see a darkness coming out of your mouth and going into the universe and being gobbled up by the Holy Spirit or the bright white light. And it's a little practice that'll help you center and balance.
Yes.
Believe
it or not, I'm just, as you're saying it, I'm feeling the release in my body.
Yes, yes. And it feels better, right?
Yes, much.
It's, I feel you're very strong and very focused, and you had the ability to take the tension and the negativity from this and bury it right away.
Good.
But when you go to sleep, we let our guards down, and it bubbles up to the surface, and I believe that's what's bothering you sleep. So if you do that little practice, like before you go to bed every night or a couple times during the day, it'll help you a lot.
Okay.
That's what I'm being told to tell you anyway. So it's a little thing that'll help you feel a little better and deal with it. And then I go into the new year. I feel like I'm spending the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, just getting a grip on things, atmosphere and attitude, and kind of like calming things down. I feel like there's a male that I'm tiptoeing around to, a man or a younger man that is, I got to tiptoe around him a little bit. He's upset about something or having problems in life, and I'm worried about him, and he may not be acting right. I don't know if this is a son or a husband. Michelle.
Or both.
Both?
I said or both.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah. One of them is real edgy, and I'm a little more worried about that one.
Mm-hmm.
One is a little more downer than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I got to wait for things to catch up to me, and patience is going to be something that helps this situation. I believe the hubby is just itchy, and it might be change of life or aging, or there's something natural that's kind of like he's just going through the normal feelings with it. The son, he think he needs things to change for him. I don't know if it's a woman problem or a finance problem or a job or getting his own place, but I get this feeling with him. He needs to find his own place in life,
mm-hmm.
or to find the path that he needs to be on so he can focus instead of just sitting around being aggravated or frustrated. So
you are so right on.
Yes, and then he's going to pull out of that probably around the end of January. So bear with it a little while longer. And hubby, he'll get through his thing. it's natural. I'm hearing change of life with him. How old is your hubby?
1 year older.
1 year older. You know,
older than me.
How old?
1 year older than me. So
oh.
I'm 59, he's 60.
Okay. So I think they're on the money with that. It's just a few things in his head and heart that he needs to get over and get adjusted to. Is he retiring or something changing in his life, a job or his health? Or
he's not doing the job he's meant to do.
Okay, because I feel like something's bothering him and frustrating him. And
well, my situation, I think, is bothering him.
Yeah.
He's trying to help with that.
Yep. And again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the season and the weather and the lack of sun and everything balled into one, but a lot of what he's going through, he's going to be okay with. He's going to work through.
Yeah.
The sun I'm a little more worried about and I want to pay attention to.
You're right on.
Yeah, until he gets straightened out, but he will, and it's going to be like into the new year here with him. And in the meantime, Maria, just enjoy your holidays and do the best you can. Practice your little breathing exercise, because I believe it will help you a lot, especially with your sleep.
Okay.
Because I feel like a good night's sleep would help you a lot. Also, is there a new baby coming anywhere in your realm, a relative?
My niece will have a baby in January.
Okay, because they're saying enjoy the new baby, I'm hearing. That's how they're pulling away.
Oh.
They want you to enjoy the new baby. And I'm also hearing that, again, by the end of January, you're going to sort out some difficult situations. And once you do that, you're going to feel a lot better. Okay? So there's closure coming.
You're very right on. And yeah. I was wondering if you'll do a reading for my husband.
I can. I got a lot of callers. Can he call in Sunday or catch me in the chat room?
At the chat room, okay.
Okay, I don't want to tie up just one line because I know there's
a lot
of people.
I totally understand. Yes, we'll do it in the chat room.
Okay, I'm here twice a week, Sunday and Thursday, and you're going to see me a lot in chat room.
That's very good.
Okay.
Congratulations with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and tell your friends about us.
Oh, we will.
Okay. Enjoy your holidays, Michelle.
You have a terrific holiday yourself.
Okay. God bless, and thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. You want to know more about me? www.michaelgoger.com. There's something there for everybody. Stop in. Check it out. Sign my guest book, please. I'm going to be doing a lot of things there. Shailene is my webmaster and my friend in here, and we put our heart and soul into this website. You can see what guests we got coming up. You can listen live to Station 1 24/7 from the website. So bookmark these sites and navigate them. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy.
Nancy, I was thinking about you.
How you doing?
I was saying this morning I haven't heard from you in a while, and I was hoping everything was okay.
Well, I've been listening. I don't want to be greedy and keep calling in.
That's okay. Call. I believe there's so many calls that if you do get through, it's almost spirit-led in a way.
There you go, yeah.
Like you were meant to get through, and then you can always say hi or tell me what you're cooking for dinner or ask me how to. That's another thing. You don't always have to call for a reading, everybody. You can just call and leave a comment or a validation or say hi or ask me about psychic development or what do? How do I prepare? Meditation. I got a lot of knowledge in these areas, and I want to share them with everybody. Nancy, how's the weather there in Washington?
Right now it's pouring down rain, but that's okay.
That's what we're getting, too. a driving rain.
Yes.
That's good, though, in a way.
It is.
The only thing is we had a lot of snow first, and it got hard and icy. And then the water is on top of that. So I don't know how that's going to go. That can cause some problems, I guess.
Yes, it can.
But it's supposed to stay warm for the next few days, I from what I've been hearing. So maybe it'll wash everything away.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So any questions, Nancy? You just want me to go and listen to what I'm hearing for you?
I'll listen to whatever you have to tell me.
All righty. Well, they're... an overall change with you, internally too, with it. You're going to be a philosophical and inner. So as you go into the new year, Nancy, I believe you're going to be feeling and thinking differently and more inward too. Maybe God, spirit, religion, seeing people with your third eye. The spiritual eye, the spiritual thought I'm hearing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you have a little more of a an enlightening, peaceful energy coming, atmosphere and thoughts, and it's going to serve you well. I also feel like they're showing me somebody cleaning out the garage. I feel like I'm doing a yard sale or cleansing and purging or change something or clean something out. It's a weird feeling. I'm wondering if it's you yourself or someone in your family, hubby. I feel like hubby needs to vent a little too, I'm hearing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been trying to declutter, and I just don't have the energy to do it, and I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's why they're showing this to me.
Oh.
Because you need to declutter, or you were actually thinking about it then?
Oh, I need to big time.
Yeah, and they showed me a garage, and it was like, and I got to get in there and straighten all this out and get rid of the stuff I don't want or do something with it. So you're going to see your energy going there, and it's going to be with an increase in health.
Oh, good.
And Nancy, I believe a lot of it is, I'm seeing a lot of this, because I do so many readings that, the energies and imagery that I get is repetitious sometimes and common, and especially around this era of the year with the holidays and the finances and the family. And so, you'd be surprised how many people it really affects. And in a way it affects them. So everybody has this kind of like an aura of they're enjoying it and they want to celebrate, but they can't wait to get through this. And I'm feeling that with you too. So it might be a little bit of what you're feeling, Nancy.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
We all love the holidays and Christmas and the kids and gift giving and family, but deep down inside, 95% of us can't wait for it to end or get through it. You know. And I'm feeling a little bit of this with you, and so it might be what you were experiencing there, where it's stopping you from doing the things that you want to do and decluttering and whatnot, so that you have an upswing in energy and strength coming.
Okay.
And I feel like it comes through a shift in thoughts.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so focus on an energy wave coming to you and flowing through you and giving you the strength that you need. Being pulled a hubby, though, how's he feeling? Is everything okay with him and the job and anything going on with him? Or
I think he hasn't been feeling too good lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that he's being affected by it, too. I want to stay on top of how he's acting and dealing with things. I feel like he, you know, for some reason, the overall feeling that I want to release energy or vent somehow.
Oh, he probably does, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he missing something like the gym or hunting or fishing or something he used to do and he don't do it no more?
Well, financially, it's kind of put us both where we can't do what we want to do.
Yeah.
And that's probably affecting him just as much as it's affecting me.
That's what I'm feeling. And, boy, I'm seeing a lot of this around the holidays.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of this. You'd be surprised when because I try to connect to your energy and your, I call it energy. I connect to your energy, and every time I do this with someone around this time of the year, I'm overwhelmed with it. He's gonna see a rebound with him too.
Oh, good.
But it might get a little more frustrating before it gets better. So prepare yourself for that.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling his rebound is like after everything's done.
Okay.
You know, and finally it's over with. And it's almost like a weight off my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And the finances do improve, I would say, towards the end of January. So there's something coming down the line. I don't know if it's more hours or a raise. But he finds and hears that things are going to improve.
Oh, good.
So, but that's more towards like the end of January that I'm feeling this and hearing it. And it improves the things in the home, too. So just remember, as you get into, like, the first week, it might be a little more frustrating with him and worrisome, and then it seems to change right away. So give it to, like, the middle of January with him.
Okay.
And you'll see a pickup with him.
Oh, good.
Okay, and I believe yours is starting right away. You're a very strong lady. And very focused. You know how to get through this and deal with it. And you know that it's passing. You could feel it passing now, I believe.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, I'm feeling this because you're in it now and it's beginning. So, and I'm feeling you feeling it. So, other than that, everything else looks good for you, Nancy.
Oh.
There is going to be an improvement, but like I said, there's going to be like a roller coaster there for a few more weeks. And prepare yourself and don't let it throw you.
Okay, I can handle that.
Is anything coming? Is you waiting to hear something, like a loan or approval on something, or something coming through, or?
No, I'm just waiting to try and get enough money so I can pay all the bills.
I wonder if this is hubby waiting for something at work, waiting to hear something.
He hasn't said nothing, but then he tries to keep his worries and his problems within him.
Yeah, I'm hearing some kind of a negotiation goes through.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, then it's connected to he's more of the breadwinner, so it's connected to the breadwinner, so I'm leaning towards him.
Okay.
Something great, and I think he's got something that he kept from you at work. Maybe a worry that could be aggravating him, too.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there was a worry at work, and it passes, and there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, but I think does he keep things from you, or?
Well, when it's a problem, yes, he does.
Yeah, I feel that.
He knows I have enough problems, so he tries very hard to just...
Yeah, he's not the type to come home and just start blatting about this and that. And
yeah,
especially
that's him.
If it could be a potential problem. I feel like there might have been a potential problem, and that it passes without affecting him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you got that to look forward to, too. All right, Nancy, I'll leave you with that.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Nancy, and say hi to everybody. Blessings to you.
Will do.
All right. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I have been.
All right. BBS Radio. It's the only radio station on the planet. Okay. Running out of time. I believe I can do one more call. It'll be a quick one if there's somebody there. If not, I will remind you today at 5 p.m., Eastern Standard Time in Pal Talk Chat, I will be doing the return of my free psychic shows. I'm going to be in there until 7:30 p.m. doing free psychic readings just like I'm doing now. And there's no list. It's free. I go to who I'm pulled to, and we're going to have fun with it. It's going to be a return of the show, so we're not used to running these rooms, and there may be some clumsiness involved. So just bear with us and don't judge us on the first show because I don't know who's going to be there helping me or even if I'll even have any help. So that could also become a problem real quick when you get 100 people in there or 50, 60, 70 people in there. So bear with me if you're in there and just be patient. And usually I got two or three people standing by to help everybody coming in. How do I listen? How do I turn my voice on? How do I get into the room? I'm going to be dealing with all of these things while I'm trying to do a show. So just bear with me. Please join my Yahoo group because there's 400 of us. And if 50 of them come in, I am going to cater to group members. So please count yourself as a group member. Go to my website, www.michaelgoger.com, and join. All my links are there, my Yahoo group, MySpace, and the mailing list for the website. And they're going to be used quite a bit. So please, connect to them, join them, and keep on top of what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. It makes my job easier. The more you know about me and hear about me and follow what I'm doing, the less I have to talk. And that means the more readings I can do. So please, join all these links and stay on top of what I'm doing. Thursday, I have Allison Bauman here on my show. It's going to be an awesome show. She's probably one of the best numerologists I ever met in the 40 years I've been doing this, and we work well together. We became good friends, and she'll be appearing once a month, the last Thursday of every month. Allison Bauman will be on my show looking at your numbers and telling you what the numbers are saying to you. So stop in Thursday and listen and bring your numbers with you. Any number, bring it with you. I'll even give you your own numbers that Spirit's given me. So write that on your calendar, Thursday, Allison Bauman. And that's it. Remember, chat room show, 5 p.m. Watch the emails. Take care, everybody. God bless, and take care of yourselves. Enjoy the holiday. I'll see you tonight in Pal Talk.